Canadian energy company Fortis would acquire Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group, parent of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, for about $1.5 billion. New Paltz resident Carl Budman says shareholders will lose.
I felt I would be coming out as a shareholder, and other shareholders would be coming out at a disadvantage. Moreover, and this was a big thing, when I looked at what was going to happen by the merger to the executive officers of Central Hudson, it looked like a very cushy deal for them. They were going to go away with millions, I think something in the neighborhood of $11 to $14 million.
He points out the $65 per share buyout price equates to just $975 million for a purchase price, with the difference coming in the form of buyout incentives to CH Energy executives. And so Budman, a retired State University of New York at New Paltz professor, sent a shareholder resolution to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission saying so, requesting that within 1 year or prior to the merger, CH Energy provide a report to shareholders detailing at least one alternative bid for CH Energy and or an independent evaluation of the company's value from a non-interested third party.
I have done it to stop the merger from going through until we have better evidence that the directors of Central Hudson have given us good fiduciary service. We're challenging, in effect, the valuation that has been made of the company.
Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian says the offer by Fortis represented a 9.5% premium to the all-time high share price for CH Energy Group. He points out that shareholders overwhelmingly approved the offer last June, with 92% of shares cast in favor of becoming part of Fortis. Budman says he does recognize shareholder approval of the merger, but says that approval was premature. Budman says he spoke about his concerns during a public hearing held by the New York State Public Service Commission in Kingston and was contacted by Ton Toy about submitting a shareholder resolution letter to the SEC. In fact, included with Budman's letter is a letter of support from Toy, who is a research analyst with the Levy Economics Institute of Bard College. Toy says he cannot co-file the resolution as he has held CH Energy stock for less than 1 year.
I mean, I think that the concerns with this merger are very multifaceted. One aspect would be that it seems like the top management is really making out like bandits in this deal, and it's not necessarily in the interest of shareholders.
Meanwhile, two administrative law judges Friday issued a recommended decision, an advisory opinion that will be considered by the New York State Public Service Commission in determining whether to approve the acquisition. The judges write that they find it relatively easy to conclude that the benefits of the merger transaction pursuant to the joint proposal are outweighed by the detriments. They refer to a joint proposal from Fortis and CH Energy filed in January, containing $50 million in customer benefits. CH Energy executives say they are concerned that the decision does not recognize the nature and value of the standalone model under which Fortis utilities operate. They add that despite the recommended decision, Central Hudson will continue working toward approval of the Fortis-CH Energy merger. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.